Good to see everyone again. I'd like to look at some wonderful text in the book of Psalms, the 91st chapter. We'll start at verse 1. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because He has set His love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Just thinking about the shadow of the Almighty, the refuge, the fortress, the dwelling place that God, I believe the Lord has His eye upon His people, and I believe He watches over them and cares for them. It doesn't mean that trouble, we're not going to have trouble, but He said, "I will be with him in trouble." You know, the Lord has a way of helping us through trouble and our trouble to keep us. One place Paul mentioned, he said, "He's able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day." The Lord wants to keep us. He wants to preserve our soul. He wants to preserve our spiritual life. He wants to preserve and help us in our physical life, our natural life. God is there looking out after us and watching over us, I believe. And when I think of a shadow, I think of a protection. I think of a shield. One place here he said, "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust." You know, the Lord can be that for us. He can do those things for us. He can, you know, when you think of being under the wing, it's a place of warmth, a place of protection, a place of preservance, a place of care. And I thank God today that He has His eyes over His people. I think about Job. I want to mention Job, the first chapter. You think the Lord forgot about Job? Job may have felt the Lord had forgotten about him. But I want to notice Job, the first chapter in the sixth verse. It says, "There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Now, I believe God had a plan in all of this. I don't believe it was just to put Job in a difficult place. I don't believe it was just to see the extent of his faith, his trust. There have been millions, I don't know how many, people that have been comforted from the scriptures of Job. And Job, the Lord had a vessel that he trusted, that he had blessed, and the Lord. But I want us to note that Satan said, you've got a hedge about him and all that he has. Satan couldn't do anything until God gave him permission. And it was for a purpose. Sufferings that we go through in this life, I don't believe, is just to make us suffer. I believe God has a purpose. I believe He wants us to grow stronger. He wants us to have greater faith. He wants our trust in Him to become stronger. And many times that comes through trial. It comes through difficulties. When the children of Israel were in Egypt's bondage, and Pharaoh. I kept thinking of Pharisee. Pharaoh, the taskmasters, they made it very difficult, but the scripture said that they became stronger and stronger and stronger. as a people. The more they went through, the stronger they got. And I know it works that way. I know God, we pray and we ask God for greater humility. God's going to help answer that prayer for us if we're sincere and we desire. God works in different ways to bring about the graces of God in our life and to... But he still has a hedge. And at first he told Satan, you can touch everything he's got, but don't take his life. And then I think later the Lord gave him permission for affliction. He couldn't take his life, but he afflicted Job. So I know today that God has a hedge about his people. And I know that he watches over, that he cares, that he loves far beyond what we know and comprehend. And he's watching over, and he doesn't afflict the children of men willingly. I believe it's always there's a plan, there's a purpose in place, though you and I don't see it. Many times we don't see it. We don't understand. We don't comprehend maybe what the Lord is doing, what he's wanting to do. There's a song that we sing, and I call the words, I don't have it all, but it mentions greater woe, that my soul greater woe might be spared. So the Lord is... He allows you and I to go through things. He allows us to be tempted, to be tried, to help us. He's wanting to help you and I to make heaven our home. I know sometimes he closes doors that we think might be good, that we think, you know, this is what I need. And many times the Lord will close the door because he recognizes that it would be not good for us down the road. God, he knows above. One songwriter said, had I the choosing of my pathway, in blindness I would go astray. If it was all just left up to us in our way, but God knows, he knows how to help us. He knows how to overshadow us. I read a scripture just yesterday about Paul. He talked about one of his fellow servants, but he said that God healed him. He was sick unto death, but God healed him and raised him up. He said, not only for your sakes, you Philippians, but for my sakes also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. So God... He knows where we're at. He knows what we feel. He knows our struggle. He knows the things that we wrestle with. He knows all of those things. He knows what we can handle and what we can't. Sometimes we think we've come to the end of our line, the end of our rope. Have you ever been there? It's like, I can't make it. I don't have another step in me. Sometimes we feel that way spiritually. Sometimes we get into those places where, you know, we don't know what to do. I've heard people testify before and they said, I was at my wit's end. I didn't know where to turn, didn't know what else. It seemed like prayer things didn't change, things weren't. Lord, help us to hold on at those times. Help us to hold. God doesn't always work on our time scale. He doesn't always work within our frame of reference, within our wishes and desires. He doesn't always work. And I know I'm not telling you all something that you don't know this morning. But the Lord loves and cares and he'll help. He's got a hedge about his people. Jesus also, when he was standing before Pilate, Pilate made a comment to him. And he said something to the effect, he said, "Answerest me not?" He said, "Know ye not that I have the power?" Basically what he's saying, I have the power of your life in my hand. And I think about Jesus' answer. And Jesus spoke to him, to Pilate. He said, "You would have no power at all against me if it wasn't given to you from above. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't, if God wasn't permitting all this thing to happen, you couldn't touch me." And you know, that's what happened. There were different times that they tried to kill Jesus. They were on the watch out for him. They wanted to do away with him. But he escaped out of their hands because God was with him. God was watching over him. God was protecting him until it came time for him to give his life and sacrifice. And the Lord suffered it. He allowed that to take place. It wasn't because he didn't care. It was because he did care. It was because he did love us. So I'm thankful this morning because of Jesus's his love. I want to get another scripture, 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Second Corinthians 12, and Paul here is talking about, I feel like he was talking about himself. It's my opinion that he said it in verse 1, "It is not expedient for me, doubtless to glory, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter." Well, that'd been interesting to know what was said. "But as such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." That's a hard one for us to get a hold of. But I do believe this morning the Lord's strength is made perfect in our weakness, in our infirmities, in our trouble. He said, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." You know, when we're weak, the Lord watches over the weak, doesn't He? The Lord watches over. When we're weak, we're more dependent upon divine aid, divine power. When we're at our end, we're more dependent upon divine intervention and divine power. And Paul was praying that this thing, he called him a messenger of Satan to buffet me, and there's a lot of, we don't really know exactly what it was. I know Paul had poor eyesight. It could have been bad eyesight. That would have been a real difficult trial. I know one congregation, he told me, he said, if it would have been possible, you would have plucked out your eyes and given them to me. Whatever it was, God didn't allow the thing to be removed, because He had a purpose. He had a plan in it. And I believe this morning that God does nothing by happen chance, by just a whim. I believe He has a plan. I believe He has a master plan. He has a plan for our lives, and things go according to plan. His plan. Not always our plan. And Lord, help us to submit to His sovereignty and His lordship in our lives. Help us to be able to humble ourselves under His hand. And yes, Lord, whatever it takes for me, whatever. You know, it changed Paul's perception here. It changed when he realized that God had a purpose in this thing that was touching his life, lest he would be exalted. Now that would have been sad, wouldn't it, if Paul would have become exalted and lifted up and failed and lost out with God. That had been a terrible thing. And people have got exalted and lifted up. But the Lord was watching over him. The Lord was caring for him. The Lord was helping him, as I believe He does us also. There's another verse of Scripture in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Verse 12, it says, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you might be able to bear it." So I'm thankful this morning of this verse. He said, no temptation taking you, but such is common to man, but God is faithful. You know, can we look back in our lives? Don't have to look very far. I remember just trimming these trees out here just a few weeks ago, and that big old thing came down and could have obliterated me. But it just grazed just a few more inches. It could have taken me out of here. I was probably 20 feet up in the air. You know, we don't have to look very far. I look over the past of my life, my spiritual life, my physical life, and I realize that God has watched over me. You know, there's one verse that talked about the Lord separating us from our mother's womb. The Lord watches over us. He's there to make a way of escape. He's there to help us. I think about in my childhood, there have been times that I could have, a good number of times, I could have gone out into eternity. But the Lord is merciful. The Lord is watching over our lives. He cares. He cares about us each one. He cares about our spiritual life. He's concerned. He cares about our temporal life. He cares about everything that affects us, the things that affect us. I appreciated Sister Nina read that scripture in Isaiah. Talked about the Lord. It was like He was experiencing what we were experiencing. He was affected. He was another place that says He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. If you've ever read Uncle Tom's Cabin, there's towards the end of the book, Uncle Tom, he was separated from his family. The farm, the plantation, whatever that he was on, they lost. They were losing. They had to sell a lot of their property. Uncle Tom was sold, separated from his family, went down into, I believe it was Mississippi. They took him down on the Mississippi River. He was sold at an auction to a very cruel slave, taskmaster, slave owner, taskmaster. Very cruel. Uncle Tom was a child of God. He had a love for God. He loved the Lord. And Uncle Tom ended up on the whipping block several times. And I don't think it was just 40 times. But Uncle Tom, in the book, his faith was waxing feeble. Seemed like God wasn't hearing his prayers. And then, I don't remember all the details about it, but I know Christ somehow was revealed to him, if it was a vision or if it was a revelation. He ended up dying after one of the beatings, I believe, it ended up taking his life. But he had a vision. He saw the Lord. He took courage and he took hope. The scripture that we read has said, "He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able." We're going to be tempted. We're going to be tried. We're going to be, Jesus talked about, in the world you'll have tribulation. But also another scripture came to my mind where Jesus was talking about his sheep. He said, "My sheep hear my voice. They know me. They follow me." And he said, "No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." He said, "My Father and I are one, and no man is able to pluck them." He was talking about his sheep. The grace of God, however the Lord, the grace of God is a wonderful thing. It can help us. Whether it's deliverance, whether it's we go through the fire, whether we go through the difficulty, God can. I know a trial one time that we went through, and I felt like the Lord carried me through it. I felt like I didn't really feel the full force of the trial because I felt like God was protecting me and caring for me. He has a way of doing that. He has a way. He knows what we can bear. He knows, but He'll preserve. And I remember another testimony of a man that came to Monarch one year, and he was here on seeking asylum. He had been persecuted by the Muslims. And his testimony was that a group of pastors was meeting for prayer at his house. The Muslims came in upon them, and they couldn't find him. He said he was in a room, and he said, I saw a curtain. And the curtain, there were words on the curtain that said, the words were, "This is not unto death. This is not unto death." And he said the curtain was there, and those guys came into the room several times looking for him, but they couldn't see him. Do you believe that this morning? You know, God, when the people were there and Elijah, they smote the people with blindness. You know, they sent them all back. The Lord had, He had him hid, and He had a message. He said, "This is not unto death." But He said the curtain raised. The curtain raised. And the next time they came in the room, they saw him. And they slit his legs. You remember that testimony? I don't remember his name. But they slit his legs on both sides, and they slit his arms. And they left him there to bleed to death. But he didn't die. Because the message was, "This is not unto death." And the Lord has done so many things. He has a way of hiding us. He has a way of, He knows what we're able to bear. He knows what we're able to handle. But He's able to keep us. He's able to keep us until the very end. And I thank God today for His, and I know we've heard of many, many miracles, many things. The greater the trouble, it seems like, the greater God is, the greater He can be to us. It's, you know, the trial, the depth of the trial, the however deep, however big it gets, the Lord is going to be there. The greater His power. I think of Stephen in those last hours of his life. The glory of God being revealed. I don't even know if Stephen felt those stones. The glory of God was so revealed to Stephen. Jesus, He wasn't sitting at the right hand of God like He normally does. He was standing. And Stephen says, "I saw the heavens opened and Jesus standing at the right hand of God." You know, that gave him grace. You know, that gave him strength, that gave, that encouraged his soul and his spirit. I'm saying we don't know all of our future. We can't map everything out. We don't know what's in our future. But we know we can have this confidence that the greater the trial, the greater the trouble, the greater the grace, the greater the power, the greater the strength that God can give us. He can make a way of escape that we can bear whatever the Lord permits. And I want us to remember that the devil can't do nothing. The Lord has a hedge. He has a hedge about us that He can't touch us. And Jesus told Pilate, you couldn't do nothing if it wasn't given to you from above. So I just want to encourage us this morning with this little thought of God's care. His loving care over His people. I believe the Scriptures bear it out, that God watches over His lambs, His sheep, His people. He's there for them to make a way when it seems like many times, sometimes there is no way. God is there to make a way. So let's, I know the devil would like for us to feel that God has forsaken us and we're all alone and we're isolated and the Lord doesn't see, doesn't know, and doesn't understand. But if the very hairs of our head are numbered this morning, the very hairs of our head are all numbered. God knows us minutely. He knows our tears. He knows our sorrows. He knows our burdens. And He's there wanting to help carry those troubles, wanting to help carry those burdens, help shoulder those hurts, those difficulties. Let's believe in Him. Let's believe in His help. Let's believe in His favor, in His blessing today. I thank Him for His love and His care that's been in my life. Amen.